let's look at an example of how we can look at an ecosystem through the lens of functional diversity and yield a very different assessment of diversity than simply looking at species richness. Consider these two communities, each with four species. They have the same species diversity, 4 = 4. But intuitively, we know something is wrong with this picture. The second community just seems more diverse, doesn't it? Take a look. Why is that? Well, for starters, there are more kinds of things. The first community contains 3 species of barnacles. Well, taxonomically distinct, for which read they're different species, they are all still barnacles, sessile, shelled filter feeders. No offense to the humble barnacle, but there's only so many different approaches one can take to being a barnacle, comparing the amazing variety of life we see around us every day. The second community has the sessile mussel and the anemone, but unlike the mussel, the anemone is soft-bodied. The sea star is mobile and predatory, not to mention much bigger than the other organisms. And the seagrass is not even an animal, it's a plant, so it can do photosynthesis and add biomass to the ecosystem. Species diversity alone would show these communities to be the same, but clearly the one on the right is more diverse from a functional perspective.